This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependability, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. This is your reminder to keep an eye out for carbon monoxide poisoning. It sends about 500 Wisconsinites to emergency rooms each year. A good way to prevent it is to make sure snow is cleared away from exhaust vents and pipes around your home, and to make sure you have working carbon monoxide detectors. Remember, carbon monoxide is odorless, and you can't see it. By the time you realize it's there, it could be too late if you don't have functioning detectors. You can learn more at dhs.wisconsin.gov. Tuesday, January 6th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., there's a blood drive at the Park Falls Community Peace Center. For an appointment, please visit redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-733-2767. Once again, this is taking place Tuesday, January 6th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. over at the Park Falls Community Peace Center. The Red Cross is grateful for any donations, however they are in need of blood types O negative, O positive, A negative, and B negative. As the Farm Bill was extended for one more year, Wisconsin farmers are able to access benefits and programs. But for years, advocates say it's needed updates, not extensions. Here's Savannah Tomey-Olson with more.
It's meant to be updated every 5 years to reflect current prices, priorities, and challenges. The last time it got those updates was in 2018. In that same time frame, Wisconsin has lost at least 10% of its farms, many of them small family-owned operations. But instead of updating language and funding, Congress has simply extended it all at 2018 prices and standards. Mike Lavender of the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition says conditions are vastly different for farmers these days, including increasing climate threats and supply chain problems.
We all know issues in rural communities, farm country, urban communities. We have to have those conversations in the context of a full farm bill because that's how important they are. We have to give them that time, and these year extensions do not give us the space to do that.
Before the government shutdown in the fall, the White House was considering a farmer bailout package, as it did in the first Trump administration, to counteract the impacts of tariffs. Lavender says there are plenty of short-term needs, but he feels those solutions must be guided by long-term thinking to keep farmers on their land now and in the future.
We have to be thinking about making sure we have a farm safety net that works for everyone. And I think we have a farm safety net that works for a lot of people, but I think there's improvements that we could make.
As we head into 2026, many farmers could be hit by huge health insurance premiums. Many of them rely on plans they buy on the marketplace through the Affordable Care Act, and many of them get subsidies. That's according to the Institute for Agriculture and Trade Policy. Democrats fought for these subsidies during the shutdown, but Republicans wouldn't commit to extending them. They now say they're seeking alternative fixes. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomey-Olson. I'm Savannah Tomey-Olson. You're listening to Civic Media News.
Remember, if you're driving out on roads that may be slicker than they appear, it's important to remember some safety tips. Drive slower, give extra time for your commute, increase your following distance, and always have your emergency kit prepared. That kit can include water, non-perishable food, a flashlight, a battery-powered radio, medications, sanitation and personal hygiene items, and more. You can find more on the Ready Wisconsin Facebook page. Friday, January 23rd from 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m., there's a candlelight walk at the Wisconsin Concrete Park as part of Philp's Winterfest. You're invited to come enjoy a winter walk with ice luminaries and lanterns lighting up the concrete park and nature trail with a bonfire to warm up at the end. Once again, this is taking place Friday, January 23rd from 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. over at the Wisconsin Concrete Park in Phillips. The Winter Free Fishing Weekend is coming up. Here's Isabella Nieto with more.
The Wisconsin DNR is hosting the annual event on January 17th and 18th. This free fishing weekend gives everyone an opportunity to give winter fishing a try without purchasing a fishing license, trout stamp, or salmon stamp, with only a few exceptions. Most trout streams are open, but there are several that remain closed to fishing. For the trout streams that are open, only artificial lures are allowed, and you must release all trout that you catch. For information on how to safely eat other fish you catch, review the DNR's Safe Eating Guidelines. Check with local bait shops and fishing clubs for ice conditions before venturing out. Bag limits, size limits, and species restrictions remain in effect.
I'm Austin Burmay, and this has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
What's next for the Packers? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers losing to the Vikings 16-3. Clayton Toon struggled at quarterback, completing just 6 of 11 passes with no touchdowns, and says that Jordan Love spoke to the team after the loss.
You know, just move past this one and get our minds ready for the playoffs, and we have an opportunity to do something special. And so he was just kind of refocusing everyone's mind and getting everyone prepared mentally for, you know, what we have ahead of us.
The Packers head to Chicago this Saturday to play the Bears in the first round of the playoffs. Kickoff at Soldier Field, 7 o'clock. College football. UW River Falls beat the defending champs North Central 24-14 to win their first ever Division III national championship. The game played last night at the Hall of Fame Stadium in Canton, Ohio. NBA, the Bucks coast to a win over the Kings 115-98 to kick off their West Coast trip. Giannis with 37 points and 11 rebounds. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a little patchy fog this morning. It's going to stay mostly cloudy here through the day today with a high right around 33 this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with a little light snow and freezing drizzle possible. We'll drop into the mid-20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, little light snow in the morning with a high of 33. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.